Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday morning here in Los Angeles and in St. Louis. It's the debut. Second year in a row we're doing this. Brock Bucks in the Berg podcast, hosted by my good friend, a brother, a mentor, Tarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, playing a little co-host, producing it. 347-205-9631. You can catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, laying down the red carpet, putting the podium in its place, handing off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you from St. Louis? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, thank God there's 162 games.
Yes, it is. Good morning, everyone. From here from St. Louis, where it's a really cool 37 degrees with expected showers and light snow today. So it's great that we have a day off today for a couple reasons. One, to regroup. Two, to reevaluate a couple players that walked away from the game, banged up. And then also after the sprint of spring training, 3 weeks, one day off. To have a day off here to catch our breath, regroup, and get going. I'm documenting this journey or parts of this journey, not too often on social media platforms, on Instagram, TarikBrock, and then also as well as on, Facebook as well at Tarek Brock. So I'm ready to get into it, looking forward to year number two. Like I said, these shows provide me a couple outlets. One, to be able to decompress from the game. Two, share some thoughts and be able to connect with you and our great fans. So let's get into it.
Yeah, and when we look at it, we're talking about spring training. It was shortened this year due to the lockout. And, that sets it back a little bit because you can't, get the pitchers and everybody on the same page. Takes time. Usually you get down there in, the middle of February. This thing, took place and it was almost crammed in. When you get a shortened spring training and you got the experience and the knowledge of seeing it up close, how much of the injuries play a factor to start the season?
Well, they're huge at any time of the year, when guys get injured or, get a little banged up. But at the beginning of the year, it just seems to be important. You say, why? It's because, guys are trying to get a rhythm, establish certain things, reinforce things that they worked on over the offseason that may have been goals for them, and they're not able to carry it in. And the test is always the game, right? Like you're practicing, you're okay with failing because you're working towards a goal. But if you don't have that opportunity, which is the test to see exactly where you are, it makes it tough. So we did our best to navigate our players through a very short, intense spring training and, doing everything that we can to be watchful of them as we go along this first month of the season as well, because we're going from, guys been able to work out whenever, however they wanted to being on a strict time. And then secondly, good weather, pretty much we had down there in Florida, warm weather, to, traveling and experiencing some cold weather and a little bit of snow and rain. So it's a really good challenge, but here with the Pittsburgh Pirates, we accept those challenges.
Yeah, and when you open up in the East or the Midwest, you get those nor'easters blowing around this time of the year, the cool weather. For the pitchers, it could be a little, tougher. You start to see them wear those long undershirts under there. And considering, you kind of think sometimes, and I've always thought about this, how come Major League Baseball doesn't open up a lot of it on the West Coast to let the Eastern teams at least, take a break from that?
That's been discussed for ages, but I would tell you, one thing, as a guy that's from the West Coast, I want to go back to the West Coast, you know, as the season progressed, not right away, because, you know, we only go out there to Dodger Stadium once, you know, as well as going to San Diego and San Francisco. So I relish those times in, you know, probably May, late May, early June and stuff. But you know what? It's a part of baseball, you know, and the West Coast teams have to come, you know, east and play. So everybody gets the experience, you know, dealing with weather.
Yeah, and when you look at the positive side of what the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to be in 2022, they got the seventh best minor league system in baseball. They just, you know, lined up and signed Ke'Bryan Hayes with the 8-year, $70 million deal. We got O'Neill Cruz there, Diego Castillo, the Mitch Kellers, I mean, the Davis last year, the number one pick. I love what the Bucks are doing. And from people that really haven't seen this organization from front and center, what can you share with the listeners, Tarik, about where this team is coming? Because I think, you know, we're on a course to really be a solidified magnet in these National League cities.
You know, what I would like to express to our fans is, you know, we have, more athleticism in youth to go with the grit that we played with last year. You know, we weren't out of games. We found a way to scratch and come back, although that didn't happen yesterday. But, you know, having young guys and then having young players on the way, you know, we're just going to ask for a couple of things, you know, just some patience. When our young players get here, you know, they're going to have to take their, you know, their bumps. They're going to have to get their rear ends handed to them and be able to, you know, adjust to that. And that's what Major League Baseball is. It's always adjusting to the challenge that's set before you. And sometimes you're going to have to give and take. You know, if you're a pull hitter, you know, you're going to have to learn how to drive the ball the other way in order to get balls back inside. And so the one thing is, like, you don't, you know, you learn certain things about hitting at the minor leagues, but you really learn how to hit at the major league level. And so it's a proving grounds to yourself and also to the organization. And, you know, it's going to be fun to see these young guys sprinkle in as we go along this year and even next year.
Yeah, and when you look at the positive side of it, I mean, everybody can have a tough game. We saw Aaron Fletcher come out of the bullpen and struggle a little, but the Pirate relievers allowed a run on a hit, three strikeouts, four innings pitch. That had to be a plus in a 9-0 defeat.
You know, it was really good. You know, JT, you know, had his challenges earlier, but, you know, he still gave us a chance. And, you know, our pitchers did what they could. You know, we got a couple runners on, but wasn't able to, you know, push them around. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of heavy traffic, meaning a lot of runners on base yesterday. You know, but don't. So we just look forward to, you know, taking on the next challenge, you know, tomorrow afternoon. And, you know, seeing if we could, you know, flip the coin tomorrow and be on the winning side of a 9-0 victory.
Yeah, Mitch Keller and Dakota Hudson tomorrow. And that should be a dandy, you know, in the second of four there in St. Louis. And it feels like you've been in St. Louis for a week, more or less, huh?
Yes. You know, we'll basically be, you know, one day shy of one full week here in St. Louis. It's just a part of traveling in and, you know, having that final, you know, walkthrough or practice run and then starting the season. And what you notice is teams that are on the East Coast, you know, you have that buffer day where you have a day off in the middle of the series, you know, just in case, you know, there was a rain out, snow out, or anything like that. Kind of like what the Red Sox and the Yankees had, you know, yesterday. And so, you know, it just, you know, you're in a city a day or two, or in this case, 3 days longer than you normally would be. So, you know, we'll enjoy it while we can, but also looking forward to, you know, getting back out on the field tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, and an off day in titles in St. Louis, like, you know, having a nice breakfast, going over film and stuff and checking things out, scoutings and stuff like that, and probably doing a nice run up to the arch and back and, you know, watching some baseball across the country. Would that be a fair assessment of an off day?
You know, very, very fair. You know, breakfast, you know, probably get to connect with, you know, a staff member, you know, and just hang out, get something to eat. You know, walking to get coffee is always a cool thing. And then whatever it is that you like to do, you know, I have a word find puzzle book here that I'll dive into. And then I'll get into, you know, watching film. And the most important thing is connecting, you know, with my wife and my kids today, able to have longer conversations and just seeing what's going on with them, miss them dearly, and looking forward to catching up with them later on today. Not like I don't catch up with them, but it's an extended catch-up. I don't want people to think that. It's an extended catch-up, which is really cool.
Yeah, we got a listener chiming in. Ralph from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania says, great show, Tarek, as usual. And he's asking, he said, is the spring training ever an issue if it's if it was extended more so than shortened? And I would have to believe it would. And your thoughts on that?
I would say, you know, this being like my 30th spring training, the cool thing about coming up in the minor leagues is that you have a shorter spring training. So everyone is experienced, you know, a 3-week spring training. And so that was it. The only thing that really is the challenging part is mentally, you know, at this time of year, you're at this point, but you're not there. You're still ramping up. And that's the challenge. You know, some pitchers breaking balls seem to shape up, you know, the middle of spring training and gets really sharp as they get along. For hitters, you know, after, you know, a week or so, they start to feel, if it depends on if they're off to a good start, they're ready to go. Some guys need that second one. And then from there, you get going. But it just didn't allow for that comfortable week of a slow ramp up. And a slow ramp up is, you know, you report early, you know, you take a few rounds of BP, you catch a few fly balls and ground balls, and then you get to take it on in. You're still on your own schedule, even though you're in the spring training environment. And then once spring training really gets going, it's mapped out where it's a progression where we work guys up to the game. Well, this year, you know, we had 2.5-3 days, and then it was game time. So the things that you would cover in that 10 days, you have to pick and choose and condense down to those 3 days, at least for me, as an outfield coach. And so this is just, you know, a marathon, like the great late Nipsey Hussle said, it's a marathon. And so we'll just keep going every day, just like base running is an everyday conversation that we choose to have. So that's a really great question. I hope I answered as best as I could. Some guys like a shorter spring training,
yeah.
You know, you see a lot of established major leaguers, you know, spend more time on the backfields, you know, getting, you know, 8 to 10 at bats, and then will take, you know, a day off from playing, but they will still get their work in. So it's like this, to each his own, and our job is to make sure we do everything we can to help them prepare for 162-game major league season.
Yeah, a little over a minute left in this, and I'll tell you, if somebody was going to run for president out of St. Louis, who would be the popular choice? I know not maybe the popular choice in Pittsburgh, but you got Adam Wainwright there, Yadier Molina, and Albert Pujols, and you see those guys up close. I mean, what would be the popular choice? It just seemed like the standing ovations for these guys are something else.
It is something else, but if I had to really, really break it down, it would be President Yachty. He's been there forever. He's every day. Waino could be, you know, vice president and probably secretary of state will be Albert Pujols, you know, because he left for a while, and Yachty has been here and, you know, is truly the face of the franchise. It was really good for our young players to see that, to see what it's like. You know, to have an established career up here. And, you know, just listening to Wainwright, I would, like every young player, I would suggest to listen to his post-game interview and just talked about how other players drive him to be as great as he can. You said every practice and bullpen is like the seventh game of the World Series. Like, that really says something. And, you know, I tell our players, you got to practice at your game floor every day. So when you get out in the game actually slows down for you, and you're able to think your way through it when you need to and be able to react and trust what you see. So kids out there, parents out there, listen to Adam Wainwright's post-game interview yesterday as he talked about the mindset of an established long-term major league player and career.
Wow. I'll tell you, I appreciate the time and effort and the debut of this show. We'll do it again Monday morning from St. Louis as we continue this trek this year, and it's going to be great, and I really appreciate it. Let all the listeners know how you can be found, Tarik.
On Facebook, TarikBrock. On Instagram, I think it's TarikBrockSR. And Twitter, just type in my name. I haven't been on it in such a long time, 6-7 months, but I do have it, and you know, have someone very close to me post. I'm just taking time to continue to focus on being the best major league coach and friend and staff member that I can be. So just dedicating a lot of my time to my craft. And so, you know, that's why I go periodically, you know, we'll post some things that I think is noteworthy so that we all can celebrate and grow. So, man, again, God bless. Another great show with you, Mark, my brother. Thank you again. So everyone, I hope you guys enjoyed the show today.
Yeah, definitely. We'll do it again, like I said, Monday. Have a nice cup of coffee, 3 Cream Street Equals maybe, and the nice Denver omelet, little country potatoes and raisin bread. We'll definitely touch bases Monday, my brother. For Tarik Brock, yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying stay tuned Monday when we recap it from St. Louis, and then we'll be back next Friday as they get the second game of 4 with the Washington Nationals. Till then, have a blessed weekend, guys, and thanks for tuning in.